With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. It's your thoughts, your theories, and your reactions to the new Doctor Who, the revolution of the Daleks that we saw on New Year's Day after day after. Hey, chickens, it's the fabulous Adam Richard. Welcome back to the Theory Podcast. Oh my God, it's a new episode. It feels like it's been 400 years, but it hasn't even been one. Because we've been living in weird COVID time dilation. So how did you feel about the new episode, The Revolution of the Daleks? Alyssa said definitely a mixed episode. Loved seeing Jack again. He and the Doctor bounced off each other beautifully. The Daleks were creepy. Oh, I agree. I love creepy Daleks. Other parts didn't work quite well. Will there ever be a time where the Daleks turn up and there's at least someone who remembers them? That is a concern. Like, they've invaded the Earth a number of times, and every time we've gone, nah, I don't know those things. What are those things? So here's my theory. I have a theory on this. And that is, like, you know, at the very end of the episode, the Doctor says, oh, that 10 months, I could go back and rewrite the timeline. And then just have missed out on the 10 months. What if what has been happening all this time, and the Doctor doesn't realize that they're doing it, is that because they go to the Earth so much at so many different points in time, that occasionally they're popping in thinking, I might go to the 70s. I feel like putting on a big hat. And then they're turning up in the 70s and thereby rewriting time. Basically, they're resetting the timeline. And so when the Doctor comes back, that no one remembers the Daleks having invaded because they never invaded. That timeline is gone. I mean, you know, people like Captain Jack remember everything because he's been in the TARDIS, so he's now kind of immune to timeline jumping. But, you know, the rest of the universe, essentially, don't remember things. Anyway, that's my theory. We just don't see those episodes where the timelines get wiped out. And, you know, don't forget there was the end of the first Matt Smith series, the entire universe was blown up and rebooted from, I don't know, his memory. Like, from, so yeah, there's been a lot of rebooting going on. It's reboots after reboots after reboots. Jen says, my 16-year-old thinks Ryan and Graham are going to do a Martha. Oh, so like pop back at least one episode next season. That is interesting, because they probably could. Or go off and join Torchwood. Is that what you mean? Or be put in a goopy goo bath and have a duplicate made. Anyway, Because we did see Martha more than once after she left. Taroga says, felt on the whole, the actual story was very rushed. Could have been a two-parter. Part one, Earth Daleks made and the Doctor gets out of prison. Part two, the Doctor brings other Daleks to the party. Sad parting, but I like there will be only one companion. No more splitting the storyline 2 to 4 ways. I hate to tell you, Taroga, there's going to be another companion. They revealed it in, well, in when it showed in England, but we didn't get to see it here. Taroga says, there's too many companions, so I will miss them. I'm not super sad they're gone. Now more time to develop the Doctor and Yaz. I feel like with the more companions, the development of Jodie's Doctor has been lacking. So looking forward to some writing that will see her grow as a Doctor in the season. And of course, any episode with Captain Jack is a winner. I feel like they're bringing in another companion because I think they're developing, like, I think Yaz is in love with the Doctor. I think that's a thing. Anyway, Nairi says 10 months, heartbreak emoji. You know, I have to yell the emojis like I'm on the circle. 10 months. Yeah. You know what's weird is like it was 10 months for us as well. It's been 10 months since the show was on the telly. So, but it just was a longer 10 months than we were expecting. So I love that they've kind of kept it in real time. Nairi was also disappointed there was no Ruth. I know, so was I. She also felt that Chibs was talking down to the fans who've hated his stories. I have not, she says. It was a bit heavy-handed. Lots to like as well. Oh, and the two hearts, that was great. Oh, one's happy, one's sad. Gives a lot of gravitas to previous plots where you think the Doctor is unfeeling or cold, but that's not it at all. She feels both and always has. Bless. Terry said, did you notice Jack didn't die for once? I did notice that, Terry, but he brought it up so many times. I was like, oh, I wish they would just shoot him. Like, just show, don't tell. Stop telling me you die and then come back. Sally said it was average. Scientology said great build up, but lame resolution. And then like an ASCII face, like the sideways mouth thing. Steven says, very disappointing. Looked like everyone was just going through the motions, expecting so much more. It's weird you say that because it was filmed at the end of the last bunch of episodes, so they would have been filming it for an entire year. So maybe they were just tired, if that's what you were sensing. Brian said, for what went down, I found it to be quite bland. Debbie, however, said, I will always love all Doctor Who stories. However, disappointed not enough Doctor in the first 20 minutes or so to get stuck in, though I thought it was a little lightweight in plot. Jack was great, but superficial, and I want more of him. Love Jodie. Don't want to see her time undermined by poor script writing. Thank you, Debbie. MKS said, I thought it was okay, but the tone was wrong. The Doctor was in prison for years, yet she is apologizing to the companions? Too much emotion, not enough action. Oh, mate, you clearly have not watched Star Trek Discovery. Sometimes I feel like they just throw the plot out the window because they're going to have 12 minutes of crying. so many feels in space now. When I was a kid, no one had feelings in space. I mean, that's why all the dialogue in the Star Wars movies is so terrible, because no one has feelings in space. Anyway, Becky says, much better than I thought it would be. Lovely to see Harriet Walter not in period costume. I know, they get her up into all sorts of stuff. Good choice for the PM. You know, sometimes, do you ever see, like, online a play that's on in, like, say, London or New York, and you're just like, oh, I wish I was there to see that. Harriet Walter was playing, I think, King Lear? in London, and I was just like, oh man, that would be amazing. I think she did like about 2 or 3 of the big Shakespeare, like the headline male characters in a bunch of Shakespeare plays. Like, she is a great actor. I would love to have seen that. Kaza said, I enjoyed it, but then it could have been the worst episode ever and I still would have loved it. Bless you, Kaza. You're like me. You just love them anyway. As much as I loved rewatching old episodes, always love the thrill of the new. My theory is that Ryan and Graham will pop up in future episodes just like Martha did. Oh, you as well. And we definitely haven't seen the last of Jack Robinson or wonderful Captain Jack. I know, so many Jacks in this episode, it was easy to get confused. I've got an interesting theory here from a doctor who says, coming soon from Big Finish Productions, The Fam. Follow Granddad Graham and Grandson Ryan as they investigate strange happenings on planet Earth, aided by their trusty psychic papers and some old-fashioned know-how. this odd couple brought together by grace thrust into danger. Oh dear. On a more serious note, is Jack getting secure in his old age? How well do the Doctor and Camera 38 get along? How did the new Prime Minister fare against Harriet Jones and Harold Saxon? Who is Dan? And for the love of God, how cute was Ed Sheeran in this episode? Squee! Because, you know, the Doctor thought Chuck Robertson. She's like, is that Ed Sheeran? Is that, everyone goes on about Ed Sheeran. Is that Ed Sheeran? Also, Doctor has a slight theory. Says, I feel like Chibnall may or may not be restructuring both UNIT and Torchwood. Not that it's been his choice, but we haven't heard or seen a single thing about Torchwood since Russell T. Davis left, besides a few minor mentions here and there. And then, boom, we get a mention last season or the season before. And then Jack's back and Gwen on a moped with a boxing glove. Oh, Lord, that sounds like fun. So I kind of feel like he's going to take Torchwood and build on it, but do it his way, kind of like how we started 13 with no old monsters. And then we get a season with a new master, the Jadoon, the Cybermen, the Daleks, Jack, Time Lords, Gallifrey, a new old Doctor, Ed Sheeran returning after stuffing Carrie around in New York. It may just be him going from zero to, I'm going to fill this full of everything because I damn well can. But his first season's his introduction season as showrunner. His second is building on it with some old familiar faces. And then his third will be full depth type stuff. But we'll get a new Torchwood, a new unit that's maybe gone underground, fighting behind the scenes. Oh, that'd be interesting because they've been defunded, unit. Because remember they had the phone call, like the Doctor rang unit and they were like, she just got, you know, a service center. Oh my God, so many more theories. So many theories. Thank you for all your theories. More to come in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.